Medical education is undergoing a renaissance in the inland Northwest. For years, the University of Washington controlled medical education opportunities in the five-state region consisting of Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho. It had the only med school in the region, allowing first-year students from those states to study close to home before recalling them to Seattle. Now, Washington State University, focused on Washington students, has its own medical school with its second class about to start in August. And the privately funded Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine in Meridian will welcome its first class in September. But medical school is only half of the doctor training equation. The other half is the mandatory postgraduate training, known as residency, which is required before doctors can practice on their own. Many believe it is the more important factor in determining whether doctors will stay in the region after their training is complete. The UW operates a wide range of residency programs, and now WSU is getting into the action. 2 weeks ago, its Board of Regents endorsed a recommendation by College of Medicine founding Dean John Tomkowiak to allow the university to pursue its own residency programs.
It's really a continuum of the mission that we are on to train future healthcare providers to meet the needs of the state, particularly in rural and underserved areas. And what we know for physicians is that many of them will end up practicing within about a 100-mile radius of where they finish their residency. That number is increased by if they also do their medical school in the same state. So we have the first part of that equation with the Elson S. Floyd College of Medicine. And now we need to build the second part, which is the residency programs associated with the college.
Now one Idaho state senator is calling on her state to expand its residency opportunities. Idaho already has several programs, mostly in the southern part of the state. There's also a family medicine residency in Coeur d'Alene. Democrat Michelle Stennett, who represents South Central Idaho, thinks more programs, especially in rural hospitals, will help to attract more doctors to the Gem State.
We're ranked 49th in the nation on the amount of doctors, amount of active physicians per capita that we have in Idaho. And about 27% of them are over the age of 60 and will retire out in the next decade. And what's concerning for those of us who live in rural Idaho particularly is many of those areas are already at a deficit for the amount of doctors or even medical facilities that service people. For my area, as an example, Lincoln County has had one doctor who's been the doctor for the entire county for 33 years, and he's retiring. Camas County, another one of my counties, has a visiting physician once a week, but has no medical facility to speak of within the county. I know up in northern Idaho, that is also of concern. There are a few primary care facilities, what they call community hospitals, like Benoit has a 19-bed facility and Bonner, 24-bed facility, and Boundary, a 20-bed facility, but none of that adequately services the population. And there are many counties that have either a rotating physician intermittently or have no real medical services to speak of. And this is very concerning because we are the fastest growing state in the nation right now.
Is the state of Idaho covered then well enough by medical schools to start with?
No, I don't think that I could say that we have adequately done that at all. I'm pleased to see that we are doing more than we have historically, but there is a far bigger demand than what we have in place at the moment. And so there is has been a plan that was put out by Idaho's general medical educator. He's a coordinator, and he put out a 10-year strategic plan that is asking the state of Idaho to put $16 million forward to implement this plan over the next 10 years. And what that will do is increase the amount of, by about 50 to 70% of the residencies within Idaho. And that will service a greater area, usually about a 100-mile radius, ends up improving the medical services that are offered. What's beneficial for that $16 million is it has an estimated economic impact on the state of $1.3 billion in revenue coming in and 10,000 new jobs. So it's quite a broad plan that we just barely started this last session to put a very small amount of money in, but can dramatically change the amount of of investment, of jobs, and also hundreds of new doctors that will be able to put into the system in Idaho.
In the state of Washington, most of them, and there are about 1,700 medical residency seats in Washington, 95% in along the I-5 corridor, and the others in Yakima and Spokane. How would you split out the medical residencies in Idaho in terms of putting them in different places up and down the state?
Well, of course, most of our doctors are sitting in higher urban areas, Boise, Meridian, Eagle, that area, and to a lesser degree, out in Idaho Falls and Twin Falls and up in Kootenai County in Coeur d'Alene. But there is vast medical deserts in our state that are far from any decent services and travel long distances. This impacts not only our our residents and population, our constituencies, but also veterans. There's very poor outreach programs to our veteran population. So I think that we may have, they're pressured because I even understand up in Kootenai, many people use your Spokane facilities and the large medical facility in Coeur d'Alene. But the amount of time it takes for you to see a doctor can be months. And so even in those places that have larger centers, they're tapped to capacity. So there needs to be a plan in place where we're looking long-term, especially with a third of our doctor population retiring out in this same next decade, about how we can make that much more even across the state, because right now it's only in pockets of the state.
And how high on the legislative priority list do you think this issue is?
Well, given that the current governor, who is now retiring, did not put as much as what was requested by this plan, and even with the Joint Finance Committee, it doubled it. It only put about a few million dollars aside, so that's only a small portion of what was asked for. I think as we look ahead, which unfortunately sometimes governments are not speedy about, if we continue to grow at the pace we are, with the number of retirees moving in, population growth, and this ever-diminishing pool of doctors on an ever-increasing demand, I think the pressure on the legislature, because most of us are, many of us are rural legislators, we will start to understand how critical the need is. It's also teaching our colleagues about the importance and how we can do this and how the investment will be a good investment, because the outcomes will be so worth the original investment, not only monetarily, but in jobs, but also services to our people.
Michelle Stannett is a Democratic state senator from Ketchum, Idaho.